Hi, my name is Cecilia Dyson.
And I'm Greta Gustafson, and this podcast is about activism in 1968.
We're going to share the stories of women's rights, black power, and the Vietnam War in 1968, and compare some of the issues to today.
The first issue we will tackle today is women's rights in 1968. In this time, women felt oppressed and unheard.
Women protested the Miss America pageant because they believed it was sexist and they were treated badly. They felt it taught young girls that you need to be pretty in order to be something.
It taught them that being sexy or superficial was the most important thing in life.
These women felt that they were only needed for their bodies or prettiness.
Here's an interview with Pamela Abraham where she talks about how women's rights have changed over the course of 50 years.
How do you think the world has evolved since 1968, and do you think it was for better or worse?
Well, it's somewhat better, but we have a long way to go. There are things that we're still working on, you know, and I would say equal rights for women, you know. As you can see, I don't know if you all looked at the awards last night, but the awards were very, very good. They're finally letting, I would say, a lot of actors are receiving awards that haven't received awards. They're getting recognition, so it was very, very interesting. We have a long way to go, so.
Abraham talked about the progress that has been made over time since 1968 and women's rights.
Women's rights have evolved a lot since 1968. There are many movements now where women are coming out with sexual assault, harassment, and abuse claims. Women are supporting each other and standing up for themselves. Men and women all around the world are becoming feminists and creating society a place where people want to be.
Celebrities and activists are coming together and fighting against inequality. This is another interview with Marjorie Jones where she talks about how women were treated badly and unequally. She talks about how women were not allowed to go certain places and how that has changed from today.
Women had to walk behind the men more or less. Mm-hmm. You can see husband and wife go up the stable, but she was behind him. And sometimes they were, the men were kind of mean. I think they were kind of mean.
Mm-hmm. Did that ever bother you?
Not really, because my dad wasn't like that. You know,
right.
My dad was more or less quiet. In a lot of places that women could not go without the men. They couldn't go in bars or none of those places unless somebody was with them. Now you can go anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, so speaking of women's rights, were there any, like, movements? Like,
they didn't do a lot of that, no. They just settled down the way they figured it should be and would be. They never tried to change it. When I got older, things change around. Now everybody wants, you know, wants to speak their piece and wants to be heard. They're not going to take this and not going to take that. Just like you see these women that always hollering about they were raped. Now, if you were raped 30 and 40 years ago, why couldn't they say, why? It's weird that they didn't say anything. They wait till now, you know?
Right.
And to me now, it happened then, and they never said anything, and I guess they assumed nobody would ever do anything about it up until you got your president.
The next recording that we have for you guys is an interview with Sharon Purcell.
During this interview, Sharon talks about how she supported Shirley Chisholm when Chisholm was trying to run for president. Sharon supported Shirley Chisholm because Chisholm was the first black woman to ever be elected into Congress.
Were you involved in the women's movement?
Yes, actually, when I was in college, Shirley Chisholm was running for president of the United States, and I rented a van, actually a bus, and all of the African American students on campus. I drove them to one of the nearby schools in Pennsylvania to hear her speak, and I supported her for many reasons, but especially because she was a woman trying to be president of the United States. I also belong to a sorority, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and they were involved in the suffrage movement, and they actually marched down Pennsylvania Avenue in the suffrage parade. And at the time, women were not allowed to participate in parades, and so one of the fraternities on campus actually had to escort them so that they could participate.
So now that you guys have learned about women's rights in 1968, here is some information about the Black Panther Party and what was going on in that time period.
The Black Panther Party was a revolutionary party that helped to protect African Americans and their communities from acts of violence and police brutality.
Here is another clip of Pamela Abraham speaking on Black Power.
Ever heard of Angela Davis?
I have.
Oh, you have? Okay, pull her up on the internet when you get a chance. She had a big afro, and she was a part of the Black Power movement. So I wore afro. I kind of dressed Afrocentric. And we wore big platform shoes. I wish I could show you all a picture of that, but just pull it up. You'll see it.
Angela Davis was an activist in 1968, and she was a member of the Black Panther Party. Black Power and the Black Panther Party were important parts of history and events in 1968. Black people needed a way to protect themselves, work together, and unite over similar experiences and views. They held protests like marches and organized events where activists could share ways to resist. The last thing we are covering with activism in 1968 is the Vietnam War.
The war was controversial, and people thought that the violence was not necessary. Many people protested against the war. Many protests were organized by organizations like Students for a Democratic Society, and the protest attracted people to protest or march too.
Here is a recording of Charles Swinton where he talked about the Vietnam War.
He had experiences and connections to the Vietnam War. He also talked on some of the protests that were going on.
Are there any memories particular to the year 1968 that stand out, net positive or negative?
Yes, because 1968 was a tumultuous year because of the Vietnam War, and then you had the 68 riots. And my oldest brother was in Vietnam at the same time as the civil rights issues were going on, and the marches in D.C. And because Marion Barry was the mayor, was involved at that time, he was very much involved in the civil rights program. So there was a lot going on in 68.
That is all the time we have today. Thank you for listening to Changing Society in 1968 with Cecile Geisen
and Greta Gustafson.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.